Happy Sunday. Happy, happy, happy Sunday. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. This is your boy, Gerald G. Rat Riley. And unfortunately, my beautiful co-host, Katasha Riley, could not be here today. But anyway, and nevertheless, from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas, welcome to another edition of Sunday Conversations entitled Faith, Feeding, Accepting, Inspiring the Hurting. And our special guest today is an awesome woman of God and owner of a nonprofit called Faith. Ladies and gentlemen, and our listening audience, please welcome to our studio Miss Patricia Gant and Mrs. Marjorie Benton. Mrs. Marjorie Benton and Miss Patricia Gant, could you please say hello to our listening audience and tell them a little bit about yourself?
Hello. So glad to be with you today, Mr. Riley. It's a blessing. And my name is Patricia Gant, and I'm the CEO of Feeding, Accepting, Inspiring, and Hurting. And we've been in existence since January 2019.
Awesome,
and
awesome.
Let me tell a little bit about myself.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I just would like to tell you how Faith was founded. I was involved in a very serious car accident in 2001.
Yes, ma'am.
And I broke my back in two places, and I was unable to work or do anything for myself for 2 years. And the doctor said I probably wouldn't be able to go back to work. But while I was there, just at home 2 years, and I was just pondering the thought, if people didn't have insurance, what in the world would happen to their families? And I was just fortunate enough to have insurance. So the Lord gave me a vision of faith, feeding, accepting, inspiring, and hurting, which the acronym spells faith. So the first thing that we did after the Lord gave me this, it took me, almost 18 years, because I was helping my daughter, helping my husband, doing what they needed to do in life. And I just was, pushing my whatever I want to do in the back burner. So we started this in 2019, and it's a blessing to the community.
Awesome. Ms. Marjorie, can we hear from you, please?
Yes, my name is Marjorie Benton, and I joined, I've only been a member of Faith for about 2 years, but I met Miss Patricia Gant from a friend, and she didn't know me. I didn't know her then. It was back, probably around 2018 or something like that. But anyway, that was the year that Faith did a radiothon to raise money with the RIP medical debt to help people pay off their medical debt. And my friend just invited me to just come and just help out. I was not a member of Faith, but I did what the Lord sent me there to do. So helped them out, and I just love the camaraderie. I love what Pat was doing. I said, I was still working. I had not retired. I was working out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Just came down for a weekend, and this is what the Lord evidently he wanted me to do. And ever since then, I said, I'm going to join this. I talked to the Lord about it. I retired a couple years later, and so here I am with the most awesome woman of God. She has inspired me so much. Pat has inspired me so much. When I heard her tell about what happened to her and how all this came to you, and I said, I want a piece of this action.
Awesome.
And Mr. Ron, I just want to tell you about the RIP medical debt. We were able by first year to pay off $2.2 million in medical debt for 1,417 families in Columbus, Georgia, and Phoenix City, Alabama. We had to raise 10% of the $2.2 million, which was $22,000, and we met that goal in 3 months.
Oh, wow. Wow. And this is a local organization. This is a local 501c3, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something out of Atlanta or New York. This is homegrown Columbus, Georgia. You hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me? Now, Mrs. Grant, since you went ahead and and jumped ahead of some of my questions, I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what are some of the other things that your nonprofit have done in the past?
Okay, this past Saturday, we gave away free gas at the on Floyd Leach Road and Macon Road, and that was a huge success for some of the people during this time. I'm sorry. I thought you said something. We gave away free gas, and we gave away over 602 gallons of gas to people in Columbus that was hurting, that was going through hardship.
Wow.
And the line was, oh my Lord, the line was all the way down Reese Road. And the mayor and his wife was there, and the sheriff's department was there. And we just had an awesome time. It's a great feeling to give to the needed. I can't even explain the feeling that you get when you give to others. And when you give, not grudgingly, but give from a pure heart, God blesses you for that effort. So we were so happy to give away that gas. And also, we partnered with Ed Harbison, Seven School District in Georgia, to give out personal hygiene. And we also gave to the Tree of Life over $2,000 for COVID-19 testing. And we also, during the pandemic, we helped the Muscogee County School District teachers and students with school and COVID-19 supplies.
Man, how do you ladies have time to do all this? I mean, it seemed like you ladies are really involved in what's going on in our community. And I just would like, I never met neither one of you, but I'm telling you, I would just like to commend you guys and just thank you guys for all the positive work they're doing in the community. So I'm military, and so you know, I salute you, ladies.
Well, thank you so much. But you know, Mr. Riley, the Bible says when you, whatever you do, if you do it unto God.
Come on now.
That's it. When you do it unto God, he will give you everything you need to do what you need to do.
I definitely believe that.
He will supply all the supplies you need, and it will be running over, shaking together and running over.
You better say it. You better. Now, Ms. Marjorie, since I have you on the line, there are probably 500 to 1,000 nonprofits in this area. What made you decide to be a part of this nonprofit ran by Ms. Gann? I know you know, I already know that she is a great person. But what really, really made you say, you know what, out of all these different nonprofits, I'm going to go to this one ran by Mrs. Grant?
Okay. Well, the mission. The mission and our leader, Pat Gant, are the reasons why I joined. The mission is devoted to developing the community through connecting with and organizing and uniting essential resources and coaching for those in need, help them that are in need in our community. And this Miss Patricia Gant has done, and I was in a point in my life where you said, where you get all the time and energy. She worked me.
All right.
I don't mind, because my heart is where her heart is in this, and in anything to be successful, it's the leadership. It is the leadership, and Miss Gant is an awesome woman of God, and she's a hard worker. And I look at that and I say, yeah, this is what I want. This is someone that I want to work with and follow. And she's serious about faith. I'm serious about faith. So in all that they do and our mission, we do just what our mission said that we do. And again, her Pat, Mr. Reverend Gant, they are good leaders, and Pat has put her heart in it, like you said, and she gets her energy and strength from God, and she passes it on down to me.
Awesome.
I just love her. She had she has a little saying, and she always say that I'm walking by faith and not by sight, because God is in control, and my confidence is trusting in God.
I love that. That is a beautiful saying. How else can two walk together unless they agree? Come on now, ladies. Come on now, talk to me. Now, listen, y'all, ladies. Amen. I heard this between me and you. I heard from a little bird now, Mrs. Gant, that you guys are having a charity luncheon. Now, could you tell us a little something about that charity luncheon? And who are we honoring for the charity luncheon?
That's right. We have the First Lady of Columbus Charity Luncheon.
Okay.
Honoring our mayor, Skip Henderson's wife, Miss Karen Henderson.
Awesome.
And our theme is Show Love, Share Love, and Be Love. Yes. It will be September the 10th, 11 a.m. at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center, 801 Front Avenue. Tickets are $65, and you can go to the website and purchase your ticket, or you can come to the State Farm office, James Gannon, on 531 Veterans Parkway. And our website is www.faithfeedingacceptance.com. Our special guest will be Miss actress Renee Lawless from the Tyler Perry hit series, The Have and the Have Not. She played Catherine Cryer. And we also have Miss Evelyn Agee that's saying, "Everything that happened to me, God did it." She's going to be our guest artist for this occasion. So we just like for everyone to come on out and help us, because what we're doing with the proceeds is we're helping middle boys and high school young men with extracurricular activities.
Uh-huh.
Most parents cannot afford these fees, like football fees, basketball fees, and soccer fees, and we want to be that gap to help these undeserved mothers and fathers that can't afford these things.
I absolutely cannot wait until this event. Could you please give us that date one more time?
It will be Saturday, September the 10th, 2022, at 11 a.m. at Columbus Convention and Trade Center.
Now, Mrs. Gant, how can someone reach you to purchase tickets or donate their time, their talent, or their treasure?
Okay. They can call me at 706-566-1067, or they can come at the location of 531 Veterans Parkway, Columbus, 31901. We are two blocks from the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Next question, Ms. Marjorie. Hello, Ms. Marjorie?
Yes.
Ms. Marjorie. Now, Ms. Gant already told me what the word faith means to her. Could you tell me what faith means to you when it comes to your organization, 501c3?
Okay. Guess what it says? Seeding, accepting, and inspiring the hurting. And I have seen in my 2 years being with this organization, I have seen them do each and every one of these acronyms. Feed. And her church, they correct me with the dates, but once a month,
Every Thursday,
yeah. They have a food giveaway, okay? Accepting, you know, whatever is going on in a person's life that doesn't stop this organization from accepting it. Some people need to be accepted and loved.
Uh-huh.
Inspiring, oh, my God, I guess I'm going to tell about the luncheon. Is that okay, Pat?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. And she's, you know, some people are home taking care of a sick husband or wife. And it's hard. It's very hard working it, and it's heavy on your heart. So we took Ms. Thompson out for lunch and gave her some of the trinket gifts. And, oh, my God, it lifted her. Oh, it lifted her. So, Mr. Riley.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she needed to get away. So, you know, that's the expiring, you know. And oh, my God, if you're hurt, you need therapy, you just need a little spiritual, whatever you need, that's faith.
Wow.
And we do our best to do what we can do to help.
Wow. I mean, just such powerful words. I mean, you know, I'm inspired here on the radio. Just powerful words. My next question, Miss Marjorie. How long have you known Miss Pat Gant? And tell us something that you admire about her. And I also want to know some of her quirks when you work with her. Tell us something funny, or a little habit that she does. You'd be like, okay, then, okay, I see that. Okay, I get it. So tell us something about Mrs. Gant.
Okay, let me see. I met Miss Gant about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
10
years ago.
About 10 years ago. And Miss Gant didn't even know me, never saw me. She knew my friend, and I had come down for my friend's retirement, I believe it was. Wasn't it retirement? Retirement. And like I said, from Indianapolis. So I was going to get a hotel room staying. Miss Pat said no.
Wow.
She opened up her home to me, didn't even know me from
Adam
Dog.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I knew then her and her husband treated me, didn't know me, opened up their home to me. And ever since then, you know, I've looked up to her. She is, I look at her, all that she has been through. Oh, my God. And look at her, still standing. That's her faith and, you know, her faith in God. And I look at her and say, I want some of that.
Mm.
I want some of that. And she's so, you know what I'm saying? She's so encouraging. She's a hard worker. I'm a hard worker go-getter myself.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mind. Hey, I don't have anything else to do. Boom, you got me, Pat. Now, and Pat is funny. Now, Pat is funny. Telling her, I like when we have our meetings. We have our monthly meetings. And she always come with some funny jokes or something she got off of the internet or whatever, but something to make you laugh. And I said, now see, that's an example of good leadership. Sometimes you go to meetings and leave up out of there tired. Ooh, I'm so glad it's over with. No, I leave there inspired, energized, happy. Oh, my God. What else can I say, Mr. Riley? The God got her. And she's spreading it to others.
I love the energy of you two ladies. I can't wait. Now, are men invited to the luncheon, or is this a female thing? Okay, because you guys are going to make me go buy my ticket, because I'm telling you, the energy you two ladies have on this phone is contagious.
We're going to have an awesome time.
Come on.
God is in. Anything God is in, you know it's going to be the best.
Amen and hallelujah.
Amen
and hallelujah. Now, Mrs. Gant, next question. Mm-hmm. In a perfect world, what is the ultimate goal of your nonprofit for this world? What do you want to be the stamp on what you're trying to do in Columbus, Georgia?
I want to show love. Love is the most powerful force in this world.
Yes, it is.
Only to just see once you find someone hurting, you have to help that need. They can't even listen to you if they're hungry.
If they're sick.
Mm-hmm. You got to show them love. Love like God loves us. Mm-hmm. God loves us unconditionally. And that's I just want to show people in this world that love covers a multitude of things.
Yes, preach.
And we just reach out to people and pick them up and just show them love, genuine love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to reflect. Because I don't care how somebody has treated me. I don't care what they have done. I'm going to love them. And that's what God has done for me. He has forgiven me. Mm-hmm. God still loves me. Mm-hmm. That's how I want to reflect the love of God.
Man, that's...
Mr. Riley, she sure reflecting it to me. It's falling all over me.
I love the energy. Ladies, I love the energy. Now, Mrs. Gant, I think I heard you say in an earlier statement, your husband is a minister as well.
Yes, he's a minister. He's the pastor of Corinth Missionary Baptist Church up in the Bellwood area.
Awesome. My wife and I, we work together. And a lot of people ask me, how do you guys work together in the same building? I say, you know what? Even though my last name is Riley, we choose the last name of love more than anything else. And so when the last name is love, baby, it's never going to be too serious of a problem. I ain't saying you're not going to have a hiccup, but it's never going to be too serious of a problem, because both of us are seeking the Lord in whatever we have a problem with. And so that last name love go before anything else that we do.
Amen. I agree with you 100% on that.
So tell us, how is it with you having a nonprofit and then your husband having a ministry? How do you guys intertwine that and find time to do other things?
You know, him and I have been working together at State Farm for 38 years together.
Well, that's before a blessing.
Before he became a pastor, before I even came up with, the Lord gave me the vision of feeding the septic spine and hurting.
Uh-huh.
We were working together as a team. And that's what it takes. It takes teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to open up his State Farm office. He asked me to be his secretary. Now, when I first came in here, I thought I had the big head and thought I knew everything. But he had to sit me down one day and took me outside to look at that sign. And that sign said, James Gantt, State Farm.
Get it right. Get it right.
That's right. And he said that State Farm was calling his office. They wouldn't ask for Pat Gantt. They're going to ask for James Gantt. I had to be obedient unto him, because this is his office, and I had to go by his rules and regulations in here. And I guess from that, it taught me how to be obedient to him in the church and with this nonprofit, because without him pushing me and encouraging me, I couldn't do the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
But he encouraged me and inspired me and told me, Pat, you can do it, when I get tired and say, oh, I'm so tired. He said, oh, you can do it. And I got a great husband. I thank God for him.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I have a saying, Mrs. Gantt. I tell my wife all the time, I say, baby, it's hard for a man to reach his full potential unless he's with the right woman. And vice versa, it's hard for a woman to reach her full potential unless she's with the right man. And when you have two of the right people together, the walls will come down. Whatever you two set your mind to do, you can make it happen. So I just want to say congratulations on that, for being a team, for working together. But Mrs. Grant, I want you to talk to our listening audience who may be thinking about starting a ministry or thinking about a 501c3. And I want you to discuss some of the challenges or some information that could help people that's on the cusp of starting something like that.
Okay. First of all, you have to really be in tune with God.
Uh-huh.
Right. And you have to surround yourself with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
you got to surround yourself. You got to have a team of people that's willing to work. You can't have people going one way and you going another.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to line up yourself with business. You got to have an accountant. You got to have your books in order.
Uh-huh.
You got to research. And you got to know all about the 501. You got to know all about it. You just can't just jump into business.
Right.
You don't have your business in order.
Mm.
So I advise anyone, before you go into a nonprofit, read, study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided.
Come on.
That's what we have to do.
Come on.
And once you do that and get your mindset on business, I know, because I didn't know anything about a 501, but God taught me, because I want to study and I want to learn and I wanted my business in order.
Come on now, man. That is a lot of great information for our listening audience.
And see, you have to realize this money is not yours.
Mm.
You got to be a forgiver and you got to give, and once you give from a cheerful heart, God will multiply your money. But a lot of times people get the money and they don't, some of them don't do what they're supposed to do. I'm not getting into that, but I want to show the Columbus community that when we have any type of mission, the community is going to know that we're giving it back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me to keep and save. It's for me to give out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen to that. Now we understand you had a First Lady luncheon coming up, but could you tell us some events that you have after the luncheon for our listening audience?
After
the event, yes, ma'am. I want them to track what you're doing in this city, because it's very important that that our listening audience understand and know that your ladies are making a footprint and a major impact in this city. And so we need to spread as much information about your nonprofit, Faith, is Faith correct, as much as possible in the city. So,
but one thing we're going to do afterwards, we have an essay contest called Brag on Jesus. And we're asking young men in the community, in middle school and high school, to enter this essay. And we're going to award a scholarship to middle school and high school on that day.
Mm-hmm.
They are writing these essays, and I'm reading them because, you know, men need to know about God, and we need to start at an early age. So we want them to write this essay so that they can tell others what God has done for them. And that's bragging on Jesus.
That's
a testimony, letting me little boys know that just because they're eating and just because they got shelter, they're thinking their mom and dad is supplying it. But God is supplying every need that they have.
Mm.
And they have to realize that. So we want them to write an essay, 500 words or less, on brag on Jesus. And we're going to give that scholarship out that day so everyone will know that attend this luncheon that we are doing something right at that moment.
Awesome, awesome. Right. Now, Mrs. Gant and Mrs. Margie, in closing, could you guys please tell us one more time about the luncheon?
Okay. It's going to be First Lady of Columbus Charity Luncheon honoring our Mayor Skip Henderson wife, Ms. Karen Henderson, and she's such a caring lady.
Yes.
This is beautiful. And our theme is show love, share love, and be love. And it's going to be September the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. And tickets can be, you can call 706-566-1067, or you can go on the website, www.faithfeedingacceptance.com.
Awesome, awesome. Mrs. Gant and Mrs. Margie, it has absolutely been a pleasure today listening to you guys. You have a blessed day. Thank you. This has been Sunday Thank Conversations you. With the Rileys. Peace.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Riley.
Thank you, ladies. Y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have a great day.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations